Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia. He's the Chief Technical Officer for American Manganese. Zarko, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Zarko, you had a busy time in Ann Arbor, Michigan. What was going on there?
It was the NATBAT, a battery recycling workshop. So that's NATBAT conference that we are members of. And I got to say, I'm extremely happy to be traveling again, making new contacts in the industry and also meeting with friends. There's nothing like a personal connection. There were, at the event, there were EV, battery, cathode, and recycling companies sharing their thoughts. And what I think we could all agree is yet to be a defined battery recycling industry. We saw presentations on the regulations and difficulties around coordinating and transporting the incoming tsunami of batteries, which still seems unclear to me, as well as EV OEMs, precursor manufacturers, and cathode manufacturers presented on what they expect in the recycling industry, as well as a presentation from a battery manufacturer on the topic, which I really liked, and it was, will cell makers take recycling in-house? But overall, I think my time in Ann Arbor, Michigan was productive, and I felt that our beliefs and market analysis of the battery recycling industry, which is what has shaped our company's business strategy, is going on the right track. Unfortunately, for a demonstration plan, unfortunately I couldn't be in two places at once, but we do have a great team that was managing quite a smooth operation of the demonstration plant's leach stage. We have collected a lot of valuable data points that we'll need to analyze and report when available. I also want to, because we didn't do a podcast last week, but we did have a press release on the IRAP funding and advisory services that we received. So we did receive that from the NRC IRAP, and we are thankful for their support in past projects as well. It's always encouraging and gives us an opportunity to continue strengthening our process and its processing flexibility, with different projects and analysis of and feasibility studies that we're doing. So for example, it's been clear to us from the, many samples of black mass that we have received that not all battery pretreatment methods make the same quality of black mass. So this is that mechanical shredding process. Some containing high concentrations of fluoride, which does come from the electrolyte, and we don't want that fluoride going through our hydromet process. But reducing it to a consistent level could enable a streamlined feed of various black mass samples into, for instance, one hydromet process. And I also want to be clear that this does not slow down our demonstration plan project. This is a lab-scale feasibility work that is worked on in parallel. So we do have the capacity for that, and the demonstration plant is moving forward at the same time. And then in industry news and I guess politics as well, there was the announcement or proposal of the Inflation Reduction Act. In summary, this outlines the commitment to reduce CO2 emissions by 40% to 2030. It is ambitious, but when I realistically compare it to our recent life cycle assessment results, that showed the CO2 equivalent emissions we produce relative to mining or competing hydrometallurgical processes, I can see that there are, and we've shown that there are efficient methods that can help achieve these, targeted reductions. So there's, just about, I believe, $369 billion allocated towards energy security and climate change over the next decade. And I really want to highlight that, over the next decade should remind listeners that these are still the very early days of this industry and our business. And we can see how much precedence is being placed on these topics. And I think, even for listeners, I know many of them have been listening for many years. I should be really proud of their foresight in this, seeing this emerging industry that has, countries completely focused on it and looking to put billions of dollars into their economies to grow these industries. even better in this Inflation Reduction Act, there's language around the sourcing requirements, which sourcing requirements is in terms of domestic sourcing, and this creates an enormous incentive for these auto and battery manufacturers to work with mining companies and recycling companies to invest and build out a North American EV supply chain. So, you know, Jim, we are focused, and I think this is only getting started.
Zarko, where are you traded, and how can people get more information?
We're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under 2AM. Our company website is www.americanmanganeseinc.com. There you'll find our contact information, emails, or you can reach us directly at the office at 778-574-4444.
Zarko, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been Zarko Masalgia. He's the Chief Technical Officer for American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on August 11th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.